Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Carmine Gallo is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Carmine's has been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now, and he is the best-selling author of a number of books, including The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. He's a communication coach for some of the top leaders on the planet. He's the author of a new book called Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds, and he brings some research that you and I can benefit from that will help put our relative ability to put our best foot forward in front of in the marketplace, wherever it may that may be, put some of that in perspective. Carmine Gallo, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for inviting me again.
You're always welcome here, Carmine. Hey, one of the things that we've talked a lot about on this show is that the ability for people to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, to make presentations, to do public speaking. We've talked about it quite a bit before, and this is something that is amazingly the number one phobia, more than spiders and snakes and mother-in-laws, is public speaking, right?
You know, I had not heard the mother-in-law one, but
yeah,
I'm
going to get lots of trouble for that. But anyway,
I think you're right. I think you're right. And you know, we just released a new survey. I'm in partnership with Prezi on this one. Prezi is many of your listeners will probably recognize it. It's about 5 years old. It's a new interactive based presentation tool, sort of a cloud based presentation tool, and it's very visual, very interesting and intriguing. So they teamed up with Harris Interactive to release a new poll on how people in the workplace look at public speaking. And they have found that, and this shouldn't surprise you and me, Jim, they found that 70% of people in the workplace who give presentations, a full 70%, say it is critical for their career success.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what my first reaction is, Jim? The other 30% just don't know it yet.
That's right.
Don't know it yet.
That's right.
It was really funny because Prezi sent me the findings ahead of the release of the survey, and they said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, that 70% doesn't surprise me. The other 30% don't realize
right.
that they are being judged on how they speak, on how they present."
Well, a third of them are good at it. Of all the people they polled, a third of them are good at it. A third of them are not so good, but they're willing to admit that they need some help, and so they go along with the other third. And the last third, the ones you're talking about now, they're in denial.
Yeah, I have been communication coaching executives probably since about 2001. Started doing it part-time in 2001 when I was still a journalist, and obviously now full-time. And it's very interesting, Jim, and you probably have more insight on this than I do, because it's more about psychology. The one-third of people who don't think they need help, the people who refuse any help in presentation skills are typically the worst presenters, the mm-hmm. ones that just put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who come to me, maybe you can explain this, but the ones who reach out to me are already in top 5%.
Yeah.
I worked with.
It's called seeking excellence, Carmine.
Seeking excellence, sure, yeah, because they're already very good.
Yeah.
And I remember a few weeks ago, a head of sales for a big publicly traded company said, "Carmine, can you look at my presentations to the sales staff? I really want to improve." And I watched it. I swear, Jim, this is top 5% of all the presentations I've ever seen. Energy. Dynamic, great story, beautiful slides. And I said, "You're already in the top 5%. He said, "I want to be in the top 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is interesting at the lengths people will go to avoid giving a presentation.
Well, there are a couple of things. They're not trained. They're not. They don't have. They haven't taken the opportunity to get experience. They haven't started slow and small and built up over the years like I did. You know, over decades, start out very very small and build up and get better and better. They didn't think of it as being something that was that important. Another thing that happens out on Main Street, Carmine, is that most people believe that they don't need to deliver a proposal. See, that's the way most people in the marketplace get in front of an audience of one or more is through presentations. I'm sorry, proposal presentations. Yeah. And it's that simple. They're not giving us. They're never going to give a speech, but they're going to need to give a proposal presentation. And they haven't had the training. And so consequently, what they do is they convince themselves that proposals don't really work in their industry. And I've heard this said before, and I tell everybody who ever says that, and I've said this on my show 1,000 times, show me 100 industries that say a proposal doesn't work in our industry, and I'll show you 99 of those people who are wrong.
Sure. Yep. Now, I agree with that. A lot of people don't see that. When we say presentation, they think it's a traditional slideshow in front of thousands mm-hmm. of people, and that's not. A presentation can be a job interview. A presentation is a proposal. Anywhere where you are expected to deliver your ideas in a way that persuades your audience to take action, that's a presentation. You're on stage.
Yeah.
Even if it's one-on-one, you're mm-hmm. on stage. Mm-hmm. You're presenting. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. So what were some of the other things that you learned in the research?
Well, yeah, it was interesting because once you start digging deep into the numbers, you find that the fear of presenting is very real. Well, the survey found, and they surveyed about 2,000 adults, more than 1 in 5, so at least 20%, a little over 20% of adults said they will do almost anything to avoid getting out of a presentation, including, and this is sad, it really is, including letting somebody else give a presentation, even if you lose respect in the workplace.
Mm.
So people are so afraid.
That is very compelling. That is something that people like you and me, who are sort of naturals at this, Carmine, this is something you and I can't throw off on those people, because that's pretty deep when they do that.
And it's sad because you really are being judged on the quality of not only your presentations, but what people are starting to call executive.
You know what how I tell people to get over that? Only talk about the things that you know more than anything in the world, and that you're pretty sure your audience doesn't know nearly as much as you do. Just talk about those things, and if you'll do that, then you'll be successful. Right back with our good friend Carmine Gallo. The new book is called Talk Like TED. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.